Mike Daly.
Hi, this is Ariana returning the call back from Customer Support. May I assist you?
You're calling me from where?
Customer Support.
Customer support of what?
Your number was in the callback service. Different reasons you could have been calling back. It could have been tracking. It could have been a charge on your account. It's multiple things as far as ordering.
What company do you represent?
We represent over 300 different companies as well as the Factory Discount Direct Store, where you may have did a survey for something or you may have paid for something where you paid the shipping and handling of.
You're I'm being charged. Okay, okay. So your number is 888-404-5847.
Yes, sir, but this is a callback number, so it may be different.
All right. I don't know what product I'm being charged for, but I've been charged for this since June.
You said for how long, sir?
June.
Yes, sir. Give me one second. And is it possible you can provide me with that zip code, sir?
77581.
And that's 77581, is that correct?
Yes. Set my number is 77581. What are you asking?
And I'm sorry, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Michael Daly.
Yes, sir. And can you verify the address I have on file?
I'm feeling very, very, this is a very strange call. You're calling me back. You don't really identify yourself as a company, and you're asking a lot of questions.
Yes, sir, and I'm sorry if you didn't hear me when I first clicked over. I said, this is Ariana returning a call back from customer support. I'm guessing you've seen your number on the, it could have been on the side of your credit card bill, your statement. It could have been in your email where you gave us a call, and this is me returning the call back from a different number. I have to ask you these questions to verify and make sure I'm not giving out the wrong information to the wrong person or customer, because anybody can have your name or information. I'm not saying I don't have your address on file, but I need the customer to verify who they are and their address in order to move forward into looking into their account.
2613 Sleepy Hollow Drive, Pearland, Texas, 77581.
Yes, sir. Now give me 1 second while I verify and pull up your account. And you say you've been getting a charge since June. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, so I see you as a member at our Factory Discount Direct store.
No idea. What are you talking about?
What's the Factory Discount Direct store? It's an online store where you're able to purchase things that are electronics at a discounted price.
What electronics?
The electronics that you first purchased or the electronics that you're able to purchase? You're able to purchase different things on a Factory Discount Direct Store.
No. I never signed up for this. I'm not trying to buy electronics blindly over the internet. What the hell?
Yes, sir, and I understand that, but you've been a member for a while, so I was just letting you know you asked what you was a member of.
I want to know how I became a member. And this is clearly something that I'm not wanting to be a part of.
Yes, sir, and I understand.
And I want my money back.
For the November purchase?
No. What purchase? There's no purchase being made.
You say you was calling in because you got charged in your account, which was $56.95. Is that correct?
Yeah, I want all of them back. I want them back from June. I have not bought any internet, any electronics over the internet.
No, sir. It's where you're able to purchase, where they send you a voucher to daily1955@yahoo.com.sg.
Have you checked? You sent me an email somewhere in June, and then started charging me.
No, sir. They send you an email every month where you're able to spend up to $200 or more at a online. So, say like it was an online purchase and you have a voucher and it's eligible with our factory discount direct store voucher, then you're able to purchase that item using our discount code or voucher.
Look. I don't do that kind of work. I don't buy like this. This is clearly a scam. This is. I don't do this. This is not the way we buy things.
Yes, sir. I understand that. But you had, or when you ordered the Wi-Fi booster a while back, you never called to cancel your subscription.
Oh, so now it's something. No. So there's a subscription. How did you guys get the credit card?
You entered it, sir, when you enter your information. When you paid for the Wi-Fi booster a while back, where you paid the shipping and handling of, you never.
How much was the Wi-Fi? Okay. So that was the bait and switch. You some crappy little $5 item that you guys get the credit card number and then you start billing aggressively on it. That's okay. That's the game here, isn't it? How much was the Wi-Fi booster?
Originally, it was a free welcoming gift to our monthly subscription.
So I got a free gift,
mm-hmm.
And now I'm being charged $50 a month for it.
It was a free welcoming gift. You ever been welcome? It was welcoming you into our monthly subscription at our factory. Yes, sir.
I am going to call. I'm going to go to discuss. I'm going to the credit card company, and I'm going to report this. This is illegitimate, and. You guys need to be shut down. This is basically a trap trying to catch people. Look.
Okay, give me 1 second, sir, while I get a supervisor. Okay.
No, I want you credit it back, or I'm going to FedEx.
Yes, sir. I understand. I said if you give me one moment to talk to my
supervisor. I don't.
Sir, I never said I was going to give you a supervisor. I said if you give me one moment to talk to my supervisor about your account because you had been a member for so long. If you don't mind, sir. Now, if you're not going to listen and you're willing to just go ahead and do what you're going to do, sir. I'm only trying to work with you and let you know what's going on with your account, sir.
My account is being charged for basically nothing. That's what's going on. That's clear. I have purchased nothing, and I'm being charged $50 a month. That's what's happening.
Yes, sir, and I understand if you can give me one moment, okay?
No, there's no time for that. It's like, it's clear. Just give me my money back.
Sir, I understand you want your money back, but it was located in the terms and conditions that you did get when you first ordered the Wi-Fi booster. However, your account has been open for over a year, so I can't just give you money back, so I have to look into your account. So if I say if you give me one moment to talk to a supervisor, I'm willing to see what we're able to do as far as giving you your money back. Is that clear?
Well, I'm going to take this up with Discovery. Thank you very much.